what it's like to live in a household with two entrepreneurial parents. On today's episode, Just Nicole, Life Changes After 40, you're going to hear from Emma, and she's going to share with us what it was like to live in a household with two very busy entrepreneurial parents and how that has shaped her future and her career. Welcome back to Just Nicole, Life Changes After 40. I am super excited today to have my first guest on this podcast, who is the reason why I decided to get outside of my comfort zone, to find my growth edge, and to take this leap into podcast life to help other people with these different life journeys. So here's my daughter, Emma. She is my lovely only daughter. She has just moved off to Omaha to college, and it has been quite an experience for me as my first child leaving the house, which is really the motivation for why this podcast started. So hello, Emma.
Hi.
It's fun to be here with you. I'm super excited to just chat with you and hear your side of the story. On episode one, everybody got to hear all about you. And so it's going to be fun to kind of just share that with you and have you have an opportunity to share your side of growing up with two parents who are entrepreneurs, not just one, but two. We really want to just focus on kind of like me, because that's a fun thing. But what was it like for you to be in a household with two parents as entrepreneurs?
Well, I think you guys, you were both very honest about it. Like, there's the good, the bad, the ugly about it too. I think I've heard Dad say a lot of times, never get into customer service.
Yeah.
Because it's stressful and you have to deal with people.
Yep.
But no, I loved knowing that you were both just very driven in what you did, no matter what it was, because it inspired me to do hopefully the same thing eventually.
Yeah, that's fun. I know it is fun. Dad always says, don't get into customer service. But at then, the same time, yeah. We would love to see you start your own business, because mm-hmm. 9 to 5 isn't for everybody, but being an entrepreneur and working for yourself isn't for everybody either. Yeah. So I love that. Yeah. So just kind of leading into a little bit more about what I talked about in the last episode is really just the relationship that you and I have had, you know, with myself having my parents were divorced and really being raised more by my mom, and having that relationship with her. I just felt like it was super important when I had children to do the same. And so you and I really had, I think, a different relationship than what most mother-daughters have. I would say a lot get along and are friends, but I feel like you and I had a little bit different relationship. So I'd love to just see your point of view of what it was like to have me as a mom.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I sometimes, like, I see other people and how they interact with their moms and like their relationship, and I'm just like, wow, like, I'm so glad you're my mom.
Aww.
Cause
I just said too, I feel like super blessed that God made you my daughter, and just feel very blessed and lucky every day, because you can't teach somebody a lot of the things that you were born with, and you're just a special kind of girl. So I'd love to take some credit for that, of course.
Yeah.
But I think you've just been an old soul, amazing child your whole life. Mm-hmm. So
you have to say that.
I don't have to say that. That's what every mom probably, or every kid thinks, or mom thinks. But no, I think you are. And your kindness, your empathy, the way you carry yourself, I think that is something that maybe is partly taught, but I think it is just the person that you are, and it is quite a blessing to have you as my daughter for that piece. So but let's talk about what it was like growing up in a household with a mom who was a business owner, because I do feel like it carries some kind of a stigma, like, you know, you can't have your own business because you're going to be away from the kids. Or, you know, did you ever feel like I wasn't present enough with having my other businesses?
No, I never felt like I always knew your work is very important to you, but I've never felt that you would choose to do a work thing over just going to lunch with me. Like, there's so many times, like, you know, you're on your phone, but you're still with me and we can just do things and be in each other's presence, and that's what I care about. I don't care about us, you know, going off and going on a trip. You know, I love just having lunch and talking to you. So what was the question?
Although having travels is fun too.
No, I mean, having travels is fun too, but
yeah, being present. I mean, I think that's important.
Well, I think after I moved, it was probably like, what's the word?
Almost like the realization of the relationship. Yeah.
Like I just like being with you and we have fun together.
Yeah.
And that's weird. Cause like, not a lot of, I feel like mom and daughters are like, yeah, this is my best friend, you know? Yeah. Like, we hang out.
We do.
And we have fun, but there's still, like, that respect level that you're my mom. Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd love that, too.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard, like I said, like, when you raise kids, knowing that you have to say no when you want to say yes, but in order to teach you how to have that level of respect, but also to just be a good person. You know, it is, there is that fine line. But yeah, I think being present is huge. You know, having a business, there is a lot of struggles and a lot of time spent. You know, for me, I do a lot on my phone. You're right. But being able to take that step back and be present for you, I guess I'm glad that you felt that way too.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing that I always was, it just felt different, but I loved it, was, you know, I always had that open communication with my mom, and I felt it was super important to have it with you as well, so that you had somebody that you could talk to and trust. I don't know if you want to talk much about the fact that, you know, even your friends kind of felt the same way too.
Well, like I told you before, it's like when something happens to me, I'm always like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my mom. And like, maybe like other people, well, I know, you know, like other people are, how am I going to tell my mom?
Right.
Or they're like scared. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think of you as someone who I can confide in with anything, and I could do the worst thing in the world, and I feel like you'd still find a way to be like, but it's okay. You know, it's just like, you justify it for me, even if it's not justifiable.
Yeah.
So,
you haven't done anything that bad yet.
Well, no. But you know what I mean? There's just like, there's a lot of things. You've allowed me to like mess up and make mistakes, but you're still,
you know that I'm still going to love you.
Yeah. I'm never like scared to tell you anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel too, just being able to have that person to trust, because we're all going to make mistakes every day. And, you know, God is our judge. So I'm not going to be the one to sit here and tell you that, you know, whatever was wrong or right, but to have somebody to be able to talk to, because you're not going to learn unless you kind of go through some of those mucky waters of trial and error of trying those things that you know, what teenagers will do.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing, is teenagers are going to be teenagers. And so being able to love you through that and be there for you so that you can go through those things, but have Dad and I here to kind of be there to help you through it.
Yeah. Support me.
Yep. Yeah. And I feel like with your friends, it was kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. When there was issues, they would love to.
Well, because I was very open with them. Like, my mom's had a lot of experiences, both good and bad. So it's like, and then the crazy thing is I bring it up, you know, do you want to talk to my mom? And they say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell that they trust you. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge flex for me. Seriously.
Yeah. Well.
You know, like having a mom who's willing to sit down with your friends and help them with something that maybe I haven't had to go through or experience. Mm-hmm. And you being able to kind of like be there for them. I mean, that's a huge thing, to have a mom who you care about my friends just as much as you care about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I feel like all the friends together are a reflection of each other too, you know? I remember in high school having friends who maybe did things that weren't so smart, and then that was a reflection on me as well.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of help you and your friends through those things, because I feel like social media has made it so hard to be a teenager. Everything is out there, you know, and to have somebody sit down and tell you that that item doesn't define you, you're allowed to make mistakes, but it's if you learn through your mistakes to not do it again. You know, if if you came to me with the same mistakes over and over again and weren't learning a lesson, I might have to treat it a little bit different. But you've always been open to listening, you know, listening to the crazy things that I did when I'm trying to help you through something. Like, okay, I've done this before, so you can either do this or do that, but I would love for you to not have to go through it again, you know, experiencing the good and the bad. Yeah. You're so cute.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
So it's also be fun just to talk about like the choices that you've made now in your future career as well. I mean, obviously you're just graduating high school, starting college, you know, which part of your decision and what you wanted to do with your future was based on, you know, kind of the things that maybe the impact at home.
Yeah. I remember very early in my life, you and Dad both were like, college isn't everything. You know, like going to a university and majoring in business, that's fine. But there's such an easier way or just a smarter way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I looked at both of you and I mean this respectfully. Like, you just went and got your associates, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're doing amazing. Dad, did he even go? Did he go?
He started. Then he went to the Army.
And then he went to the Army. And, you know, I guess Dad had a little advantage. But, and you guys are both successful. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need the college degree that everyone says you need. You don't need to be a neuroscientist. You don't need to do that.
Right.
You just need to, like, well, what you say is just empower people with what you do. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I want to do, is be able to do what I want to do and not really have anybody hold me back.
Find what you love.
Yeah.
Because if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It is true. You know, college is not for everyone. I know a lot of people love to go to college because it's the thing, and then they have debt and they never even use their degree. Mm-hmm. So if what you love entitles you to go to college to get that degree, then absolutely go to college. But
right.
But your passion was something different.
Something that you definitely started with New Skin. Mm-hmm. That's where I was like, oh, I love this.
What did you love about
Lumi Spa? I just remember we did Lumi Spas. We posted and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to do this. But secretly I was like, oh, I get to do this.
Yeah.
Because it was fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm about. I'd rather have fun and, well, I'll be serious too, but as a job, I'd want to have fun and enjoy what I do.
Right.
I don't want to just sit 9 to 5. Yeah. There's nothing good comes out of that, I feel like.
And in our careers, you know, I mean, there's certain careers that it does, but for certain minded people, I feel like with an entrepreneur mindset, 9 to 5 is not for everybody. Mm-mm. You know, it's that wanting to kind of be your own boss, to set your own schedule, although sometimes entrepreneurship doesn't allow you to have your own schedule, but teaching yourself time management definitely will be the important thing. Time management and budgets, those are the things that Emma and I talk about often, aren't they?
Budgets. Budgets.
Yep. Moving on to college and setting a budget.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about like what you want to do when you grow up, what kind of a career you want to do, and how you kind of determined that piece of it?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to do something with makeup or skincare, just something along those lines. So I'm doing cosmetology. I'm going to try to be a hairstylist.
Try to be. You'll be great at it.
I know, I'm excited, but I don't know.
I giggle because Emma has been doing hair and makeup in our bathroom for years.
I have
more bleached towels and other people's hair, and every prom and homecoming we were at, you know, we're always at our house and you're doing everybody's hair and makeup.
I want to do that, and like we talked, I'm gonna come back here, eventually have my own place, and then this pristine teeth whitening too that I'm doing. I've done some friends already, so that's exciting. I love kind of what you did, just finding something you love and running with it and adding more, adding another one, and just keep going and going and going. Because you find so much like joy out of it. How could someone not want that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. It is. It's joy. It's finding, you know, something to help other people. I've always said, if I can find something that we're lacking or something that can help other people, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
At some point, I need to learn if it's getting me closer to my end goal or if it's taking me away from my end goal. So trying to rein that back into those things that I love. But having you come back to Columbus would be fantastic. You know, trying to get kids to stay in Columbus, I think really is a huge goal for a lot of people here, because the workforce is an issue for all businesses. So those of us who want to have our own business and having our kids stay here, I mean, that's fantastic.
And we could work together, and
I do look forward to that. With the wellness side of my business, having you in there, just as an added benefit, I think is going to be fantastic. You know, and you've always said to me too, you know, well, I don't want to work off of your business. I don't want to, like, you want to make your own way. And I've always said, I can send people your way, but you have to earn their business. Yeah. So I do think it's fun though that you want to come back here and establish a life and a business and all those good things.
There's a lot of opportunity.
There's a lot of opportunity here. I wish more people realized how much opportunity there was in this town. There is, but a lot of opportunity with friends and family and people here who would love and support on you as well. All right, so I guess one other question we can kind of discuss is, you know, not all mothers and daughters have as close of a relationship as we do. And, you know, I want to be mindful of that. But also for those mothers who maybe are, you know, their daughters are in their younger teenage years, or Emma and I call it the justice years, right? Where lots of sparkle and was all those little fuzzy pom-pom ball things, you know?
Yeah.
There were times when, you know, you went through that stage where I was just like, oh, I cannot wait for the stage to be over. But how to kind of get through that stage and then build the relationship that we have today? Because I do think our relationship is very unique. For me, I see it as it's very important that we have communication. And I do think that, you know, moving into your teenage years, you know, as you were starting to drive and just being able to trust that where you were going to, you know, where you said you were going, and, you know, being able to have those conversations. So what would you say would be, you know, for anybody who maybe a daughter listening or a mother listening, you know, the key takeaways or points that would be important for them to kind of think about if they wanted to try and build a relationship similar to what we had?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, but like, you made it very clear to me that, you know, you've been this age before. Not a lot of people, I guess not a lot of moms necessarily remember that. Like, you were this age once too, you know? So I guess you take that as you will. But I don't know. We always trusted each other. Like, I never felt the need to lie to you. I could just tell you where I was going. And if it was somewhere where I needed a ride or, you know, et cetera, it's like, okay, thank you for letting me know. I mean, I don't like this, you know, but I'll pick you up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just, I never felt the need to be sly and try to get around you. I thought the moment I just started being honest with you and saying, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm going, you know, whatever it was, that you trusted me. And that I respected you enough to actually go there. So if I just think if you want a relationship, that I think is good. Yep. If you want a good relationship with your mom, I just think being honest, and it's just not worth. I just don't think it's worth lying, right, and kind of not respecting each other.
Right, and I think that's hard too, because there are some parents probably who don't have that mindset to remember that they were that age once, and they probably made some poor decisions too. And maybe their parents, you know, weren't as forgiving with them either. And that's all they know. But really being able to trust until that trust is broken. And you never broke that trust with me, you know, or dad for that matter. You really were open and honest and black and white. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, But communication, I think, for us was huge. We've always been able to communicate. I've always trusted what you've told me is going to be what you're actually doing. And in that return, I gave it back.
Yeah, but it's also like I respected you. I need to respect you too. I can't just walk all over you and think, you know. Because there's a difference between, you know, my mom's my best friend and my mom is my best friend, but she's also my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a big thing too, is that you can talk and be honest and have a relationship, but you're also my mom.
Right.
And I don't know. I just have always loved that it's always like when we hang up, okay, love you, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time. Mm-hmm.
Cause so, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are very open that way. Like mm-hmm. we hug and whatever. We hold hands still.
Yeah. Emma loves to hold hands and give big hugs. Yeah. So I sent you a little Olaf
snowman. You did, and I just found out it was from you.
Emma likes hugs. And going off to college, she doesn't have her mom hugs. So
yeah.
I had to send her a warm hug in the mail.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah. but I do love that, and you're right. And I think I've always appreciated that about you, is the respect. But it is funny when I have to tell you no, and you're like, my mom just told me no.
I'm like,
but even when it's hard, once in a while you mm-hmm. have to be told no, if it's something absolutely. That's just, maybe you're stepping over the line.
Because I know you want hard. What's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. And it's okay to ask. If you never ask, you'll never know. So you can ask those questions. And if I have to say no, I have to say no. But I do appreciate that. And I think that's a huge point, to understand that there is respect on both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say you're doing something and you follow through and you build that trust, that I reciprocate that and trust that what you're telling me is going to be true. So communication and trust has been big. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I hope that for years to come, this will be, you know, I can't wait to see. Like I said, I'm so damn proud of who you've become. Just like I said, with, you know, politics, religion, all things, you're unwavering in your beliefs. And I only can hope that, you know, other parents can listen to this and realize that, you know, having somebody like you, having a daughter who feels empowered enough and to be confident enough to stand strong in what she believes in and to follow her dreams, is like the end goal as a parent. You know, mm-hmm. Mark always said, you have them for a short time, teach them how to be good people and help them to spread their wings and move on. And without allowing you to do things like make mistakes, you wouldn't have been able to do that on your own. And if you do, I'm always afraid of those kids who go off to college who have never experienced certain things, and then they get to college and they just like go crazy. Yeah. You know, the things that you did that maybe I wasn't 100% approval of or had approval of, you know, at least you were doing them at home where I could pick you up and kind of help you through that. So I am so proud of you, and I can't wait to see what happens over the next few years and your life. And
it's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, I love that you're here. Thank you for taking the time to be on this podcast with me and to share with the world your beautiful, kind soul. And
you're welcome. Anytime.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.